About to get underway with the first of the fourth round of heats. Clubman Light and Heavy. Beck Connell on the pole. Jared Whitty out of two. George Thompson. Thompson in the 88. Jared Prendergast in the 69. Then Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Braden Boots in the 99. And Mick Linsell. So, we're looking for a start. In good formation, Beck Connell and Jared Whitty, the two lights at the front of the field. Now, Jared Whitty didn't start Heat 3 because he was just getting some work done on his leg following. Away and racing. And Connell leads them into turn number one. Braden Boots going sideways into turn one as well to try and grab third place off the 69 cart. Jared Prendergast. Then it's Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Yep. Mick Linsell just taking his time to try and work his way up through the field. And Thompson in the 88, as we said, in the Yamaha engine. So he's at a bit of a disadvantage compared to the rest of the field. Race leader across the start-finish line is Beck Connell, Jared Whitty. Then it's back to Boots and Jamie Prendergast, Jared Prendergast, Linsell and Thompson. Linsell up onto the back now of Jared Prendergast, looking for a way through. Oh, the leader, Beck Connell, pulling off the circuit. And that looks like she's thrown a chain. So that's disappointing for Beck Connell, who will push that card away. And that's a terrible run. She's had 2 seconds a win and now a DNF. Jared Whitty inherits the lead in the races warehouse. Number 90. We're 35.529. Braden Boots. And the Boots cleaning. Number 99 out of Griffith in a 36.0. Jamie Prendergast up to second with 35.7. Mark Linsell a 35.6. Jared Prendergast a 37. And George Thompson with a 37.3. So the race leader across the start finish line, Jared Whitty. And now down into the 34s. 34.7. Boots is under some pressure here from Jamie Prendergast. So Prendergast is the next car through. Whitty, Boots, Prendergast, Linsell coming forward now. Jared Prendergast and Thompson. Jared Whitty certainly back up to speed and looking comfortably out in front. Boots is under all sorts of pressure from Jamie Prendergast back there in second, and Linsell trying to close the gap as he works his way back through the field where he started out of position 7 here in heat number 4. Race leader heads through and across the start finish line. It's nose to tail now. So Jared Whitty with 2 wins and a did not start. Connell with 2 seconds and 1 win. And it did not finish. So Whitty with the advantage going into the finals tomorrow. Or fifth round of heats, if you like. Boots with a DNF in heat 1 at the top of the circuit. And then a third and a fourth place finish. Jamie Prendergast, who runs in third, has had two thirds and a fourth already today. So it's an interesting mix. Mick Linsell has had a fifth, fourth and second, and now runs in fourth once again. So what can we see in the last 2.5 laps? Heat 4 of Clubman. They work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight. As around the top of the circuit. Now Linsell is looking like he's got some great speed here. And he is just trying to work out a way where he's going to get past both these carts at the one time, because he realises if he gets caught in a fight with Prendergast, Boots will get the opportunity to get away. So three Griffith drivers at the front of the field. Linsell's from Wagga, and then it's Jared Prendergast from Griffith, and Grenfell's George Thompson rounds out the running order. So one lap left. Jared Whitty, as Linsell looking to try and make his move now. Just what we were talking about. He tried to make his move on Prendergast, and that has allowed Boots to get some breathing room here under the white flag. Linsell can't make a move into turn one. Boots would be thankful for that, because he knows he's not going to get lunged here on the last corners. And so he head up the back straight. Race leader is heading into the pit turn. The battle for second is around the top of the circuit. But Jared Whitty takes his third win from, well, he takes it from three starts and four heat races. Then it's back to Boots. So Braden Boots home in second. Third place to Jamie Prendergast. Fourth is Mick Linsell. Fifth, Jared Prendergast, and sixth is, well, in fact, the 88. It will finish, will not be a finisher. Yes, he is. He comes across the line. George Thompson finishes in fifth place. And Jamie Prendergast has gone off the track, and he pulled in on lap number eight. So that was a disappointment there for Jared Prendergast in the Prendies Autos MIA tyres. Cadet 12s are up next. Set for Cadet 12s now. As we look at the lineup, it's Riley Watson in the 8 on pole. The 7 is Lachlan Campbell, the 99 Adam Slattery. The 3rd is Ryan Kennedy, 23, Mia Bolton trying to get herself into position. The 2 is Oliver McLansborough, Mac O'Neill's in the 81. Mortlock in the 36. Hunter Ross in the 26. Josh Sargent in the 74. The 9 is Casey Cleaver. And the 65, Noah Sands, does not appear to be out there. Here he comes now. So Noah Sands, he's starting off the back of the field. So, well, he's starting last in this one, in position 12. So Noah Sands, no, is last on the grid. So he's caught up now, and we should be right for a start this time by Watson and Campbell. Slattery, Ryan. Watch for Slattery off the second row. And then out of position 5, Mia Bolton in the 23. She's been very fast all weekend. A win, a second and a third. Away and racing. And it heads down into turn number one. It's it's Watson who leads the way from the 88, the 99 of Slattery, I think it is, with the Campbell cart. Sands up into fourth. He was actually starting out of fourth, So he got into fourth place for the start, and he holds in that position now. Then it's Kennedy, Bolton, McLansborough, O'Neill, Mortlock, Ross, Sargent, and Cleaver at the back of the field. So we've got a spin down in the pit turn. And who is that? That's the 36 of Shannon Mortlock. So bad luck for Mortlock there. So far today, Mortlock has had... I didn't see where he came in heat one, but a DNF in heat two and a fourth in heat number three. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now, Mia Bolton is up into fourth position, looking to get past Lachlan Campbell in the seven cart. The cloud cover coming over the track, making it a little bit darker here at the Canberra Cardway. Campbell, oh, big move by Mac O'Neill. Three wide into the short chute, going to turn two, and he picks up two spots. He saw the door open, and he just went bang. Great driving there, and he's up into third place. Mia Bolton's in fourth. Campbell shuffled back to fifth. Sargent is trying to work his way up through the field as well. He's on to the back of that Sands and Campbell battle now. As the leader, Riley Watson, making the most of a good start. Watson, so far today, a fifth, a sixth, and a fifth. So Slattery in second. Mac O'Neill has been very, very quick with two wins and a second place. So you'd think if he could show some good speed, he'll be able to join this two-way battle at the front of the field. And Mia Bolton is probably going to tail him right to that lead pack. Josh Sargent is the fastest driver on the circuit with a 38.499. And Slattery goes to make the move up the inside of Watson, and Slattery makes the pass. So that we'll see Slattery at the front for probably the second time today. He was running at the front in heat number one, and he eventually finished third. He's had a third, fourth, and a sixth place finish, so this is the type of form he'd like to head towards the finals tomorrow with a win. And at the moment, there's still a bit of work to do for the other fast carts in the pack to be able to bridge the gap between themselves and that front two. So Bolton, oh, into the back of Mac O'Neill. So Bolton, aggressive there. Sargent still holds the fastest lap of the race. And he is now got some clear track between himself and Mia Bolton. So that should see Josh Sargent starting to close up onto the back of that battle, which could be beneficial for Slattery and Watson, because if they start mixing it up back there, they won't catch that front two. Watson not letting Slattery get away. Watson has been very competitive. As Watson in second position, at 38.377. So that's his best lap. And it was slightly faster than Slattery, who did a 38.399. Although Slattery has done a 38.357. While Watson trying to make the move around the outside on Slattery. This is what the group in front wants to see, though. Mac O'Neill, Bolton and Sargent, they want to see those front two starting to mix it up. Watson lost a little bit of ground, but will continue on the charge. Slattery, Watson, then O'Neill, Bolton and Sargent. So Bolton has lost a bit of ground to Mac O'Neill as well. Slattery and Watson, single file, good gap between them. Mac O'Neill, Bolton, Sargent. So you head around the top of the circuit. Race leader, Adam Junior Slattery. Then it's Watson. Now Mac O'Neill has caught him with 1.5 laps left to run. We've got a five-way battle as the seven is off. So the seven into the kitty litter. That will cut down the passing options as he can't get out of the kitty litter. He's trying his best to roll the cart. So we have a yellow flag heading down the hill. Slattery leads from Watson, O'Neill, Bolton. White flag is out. Sargent is back there as well. Final lap. And Sargent looking to the inside of Bolton. No, pulls out of the move. Slattery has got Watson and has got Mac O'Neill. The yellow flags are out. The officials want to pull that cart off the circuit. It is, even though he had just got it into a position where he could drive away. So frustrating there, but we'll still have the yellow flag out. That cart is not cleared. And the driver finally jumps out here as we run to the checkered flag. And Slattery takes the victory. Slattery takes the win from Watson in second place. Third place is Mac O'Neill. Another good drive from him. Bolton also solid in fourth. Josh Sargent back there in fifth position. Sixth place to Noah Sands after getting out onto the track late. Cleaver is in seventh. Eighth is Ryan Kennedy. Ninth would be Shannon Mortlock. 10th will be Hunter Ross, and then 11th, Oliver McLansborough. 12th place, well, 12th place won't be scored because that was Lachlan Campbell with that DNF. All right, up next, restricted, light and heavy here at the Southern Star Series, round number 3. As we get set for restricted, light and heavy, Eric Reeves on the pole, Dion Pangolis out of 2, John Macy out of 3, Guy Little out of 4, Matthew Drain out of 5, Royce Gay out of 6, and Jamie Field will bring up the rear out of position number 7. So we're looking for a start. Reeves and Pangolis. Good start there. Pangolis is going to get past Reeves. On the outside, Little's trying to make a move too already. Drain's got up a couple of spots and is into fourth position. Reeves has held off the move now from Little, which means Drain will be right on Little's back bumper as well. So we've got a three-way battle for second place as we head up the hill. And light rain just starting to fall on the circuit. So we'll see how much this scatters the field. As Drain has made the pass on Little, Little crosses over and retakes the spot for third. So Little remains in third after Drain had made that move going into the top turn. That has given Reeves the opportunity to pull away slightly. Now, if these guys have got their tyres up to temperature, this light rain shouldn't prove to be too troublesome for them on the dry line. If they get off onto the where it's already wet, well, that will cause them a bit more grief, but if they stay on the dry line with the tyres up to temperature as it is, they should be able to battle on without too much trouble. Now, Pangolis obviously sees the rain on his visor and taking it a little bit more cautiously than he has in the previous heats. Reeves closing in on him. Little is holding off Drain for the moment as Drain gets himself a bit more confidence in these conditions. He closes in now through the right-hander. And as we come up over the top of the circuit, and Reeves is going to try and make a move on Pangolis as they go around the top of the circuit. Dion Pangolis and Eric Reeves. Reeves, the fastest driver on the track, and is wanting to get past the 53 and set himself up with a bit of a lead. Reeves today has had 3 third place finishes, Pangolis 2 seconds and a win. So those two, Reeves makes the move going down into turn 1 and Reeves is your new race leader. So Eric Reeves in the 66 likes what he's seeing conditions wise and he's going to make it to his advantage. Reeves with plenty of experience here at Canberra over the years in a number of different classes. Pangolis in second. Then we have this battle for third. Little and Drain. Now we've got a cart. Stop. That's the Field cart. So Field after a 2-6 and a seventh. A DNF in heat number four. Reeves got Pangolis coming back at him. Another cart off the circuit. Oh, and that is the Drain cart. The 59 MD Steel Fabrication Rotax of Matthew Drain. So he, unfortunately, is going to have a tough job of catching on to the back of Macy in the 11 to try and grab some more points. And Drain today started the day with a third place finish on the track, but he didn't have his transponder working, and that saw him disqualified. He won Heat 2, second in Heat 3. So, but for that mistake at the beginning of the day and now a mistake at the end of the day, he's had a solid performance in his first outing at the Canberra circuit. Eric Reeves, Dion Pangolis, first and second. Pangolis back onto the back bumper of Reeves. And now Pangolis has got his confidence up and he wants to make the pass on Reeves and retake that lead. Now there's rain is getting heavier and we're starting to see the track being lost. So now the inexperience of Drain coming to the fore in these conditions, because this rain is heavy enough now that we'll lose the track. And with three laps to go, we have Reeves. Pangolis to the inside of Reeves. Now it's slippery down in here. Reeves has taken it carefully and Little's gone through on him as well. So Reeves, after having the confidence in the early part in the conditions, he's backed it right off now. Pangolis and Little are nose to tail. With less than two laps, the rain is really starting to come down. And this will be an interesting run for these restricted drivers. Now a cart in the kitty litter. Another cart's given up the ghost. That would be Macy. The cart in the kitty litter is Gay, I would say. So Gay and Macy not bothering to continue on. Our leaders are coming to the white flag. Oh, sorry. No, they're not. They're two laps to go. My apologies. Around goes Little into turn number... into the pit turn. So, two laps to go. And it is Pangolis who is trying... as the race leader... works his way up the back straight. He's got a huge gap now between himself and Eric Reeves. Reeves, who has the fastest lap of the race before this rain came down. So as the leaders come across the start-finish line. Pangolis leading the way. White flag is out now. Reeves is back up into second place, but he is just taking it so carefully. Little having a bit of fun with his crew on the sidelines here. And they work their way up the back straight. Pangolis, Reeves up over the rise. Pangolis now will take his second win if he can hold it together for half a lap. Pangolis leading the way down into the pit turn as Drain is having some fun out there in the wet for sure. Pangolis takes the win. Reeves with one corner to go. You'd hope he'd be able to come home in second there, which would give him his best result of the day. Back then to Little in third and Drain in fourth. Only the four finishes as we get set. Oh, yellow flag out for the cart that's in the in the kitty litter there, just getting pushed away. But that will see Drain come home in fourth place. So up next, Junior Performance here in the Southern Star Series, brought to you by MIA Powder Coating and Abrasives, Inland Truck Centre, and of course DPE Kart Technologies. As we get set for Junior Performance, it'll be Jack Westcombe Casey from the pole, Rowan Fripp out of position two. Then it's Casey Fenton in the 68, Cameron Longmore in the 36, and Taylor Harness in the 48. So I think they've all probably changed over to wets. Well, we've had a... Have we had a start? No. That was off the circuit there. Was that Taylor Harness? So it was the 88 card of Jack Westcombe Casey, who's the pole sitter. So we'll see how this pans out. 5 o'clock is the curfew for racing here. So 10 laps at, what do they do normally, 33 seconds a lap. It's going to be a tight squeeze to get the... It's going to be a tight squeeze to get us in with the Nationals as well. So the wet conditions certainly going to play a havoc, because there won't be 33-second laps in the wet conditions, you wouldn't think. As we get set for a start. Racing. Even start. Cameron Longmore in the 36. Watch him up the inside. Now going to make a move for the lead. Longmore with 3 wins already today. He is out in front. So all 5 carts still out there and circulating after turn 1. That's a good sign. Westcombe Casey goes wide into the dip. That's going to open the door for Taylor Harness to try and slide through. Around the top of the circuit, I think Harness goes wide. And we'll have a battle off the corner. Well, interesting to see how this second place battle... Oh, a big spin there. And cart into the dirt. That was Rowan Fripp in the 75. So Rowan Fripp in the 75. Harness now trying to go up the inside of Westcombe Casey. Casey Fenton also having his share of excitement and problems there. So Longmore from Wagga in the Riv Turf. Tony Cart doing a great job out in front, already out to a 3.5 second lead at the front of the field. So, race leader heads down into the pit turn, just trying to use the ripple strips to help the cart. Harness, then back to Westcombe Casey, and then Fenton. Rowan Fripp, unfortunately, a DNF. As off into the kitty litter now is Westcombe Casey in the 88. He's kept it going. Didn't get it bogged, which is half the battle that you have when you are in these conditions. So, Longmore, Harness, Fenton and Westcombe Casey, the running order now. As the race leader heads across the start-finish line. Taylor Harness getting the hurry up from the crew. Trying to get Harness to close the 4.4 seconds. That's off the circuit. Casey Fenton. So, Casey Fenton with a DNF. Now the lap times here, 44 second lap times. We work our way down into the pit turn. Cameron Longmore across the start finish line, 4 laps completed. Harness. So, third place, the 88 of Westcombe Casey. Interesting position to be in here for Weston Casey. Third place, 12 seconds behind Taylor Harness in second. 17 behind Cameron Longmore. And just trying to get his best score as he can, because Weston Casey today has had a second, a third, a fourth and a third. And now runs in third with no pressure on his back bumper. So really, all he has to do is keep circulating here and just make sure he picks up that third place finish. And with no DNF so far in this round, Westcombe Casey is in a very strong position. Only Westcombe Casey and Cameron Longmore have had a weekend so far without a DNF. And you can drop your worst round, including the final, for the points score here. So, Cameron Longmore picking up the pace now, down to a 42-second lap. Taylor Harness with four laps left to run now. And Westcombe Casey. Well, Taylor Harness, that lap, a 51-second lap, so she obviously had problems there. Now 15 seconds behind your race leader. Westcombe Casey, a 44-second lap. So Longmore is picking up the pace here. Running a little bit wide into the pit turn. And funnily enough, where it's been wet all day, going through that dog leg, it's actually starting to look like that's a little bit drier than the rest of the track. So, or maybe it's just iced over, I'm not sure. But it's just a different colour and a lighter grey than what we see on the rest of the track. So, it'll be interesting to find out what those conditions were like as this race is the 36. Cameron Longmore leading the way, and he's about to complete lap number 8 with 4 minutes of leader on his penultimate lap now, and just did a 42.273. So 4:48 here in Canberra. It's getting dark, and it'll be interesting with a lap and a half remaining for Cameron Longmore to see the Senior Nationals out here as our last race today. So race leader, Cameron Longmore with the white flag out. Longmore, another 42-second lap. Good driving by him. Taylor Harness in second place. That lap, a 43, 18 seconds behind Longmore. And Westcombe Casey, as the rain starts again, in third place, starts his final lap. So, no matter what the conditions, Cameron Longmore is able to take the victory. Longmore takes his fourth win. Taylor Harness in third place, running around the top of the circuit now. And then it's Westcombe Casey back there in third place. The Senior Nationals will round out the first day of racing in the Southern Stars Series here at Canberra. As we get set for the final heat of today, Senior National Light and Heavy in what will be tricky conditions. Mitchell Frederick starts from the pole in the 78 card. Stuart Wiegland in the 70. Then it's Jeffrey Tresider in the 73. Harrison Inwood in the 43. 57 is Glenn Williams, the 22 is Scott Ratman, the 17 is Stephen Rolfe, and the 66 is Troy Dixon. So I think that rain has picked up again after stopping and starting a number of times during the junior performance race. Sea National, heat number four. As we get set, racing, good even start. Weglin gets the jump. Going with him is Inwood from the second row. Now, the heavy should have an advantage here in these conditions. And it's Inwood who gets to the front of the field. Ratman is already up to third. Fredericks is falling fast back through the field as Williams has got himself just behind Rolfe. Dixon at the tail end of the field in that very, very illuminated red or orange helmet. Certainly easy to pick up the Dixon cart, the 66P, who's just passed two carts going into the top turn. So good movement there as this rain is really picking up again. So Harrison Inwood has got himself a nice little lead here going into turn one. Ratman up the inside of Weegland. As I said, the heavies are going to have the advantage here. And, oh, the 73 is pulling off the circuit. So that is Jeffrey Tresidder. So Tresidder, his second DNF in the last two heats after a 6th and 7th to start the day. Harrison Inwood. Harrison Inwood leading the way. Weegland now shuffled back to third, but he's going to try and make... No, he's not. He's having to settle for to be behind this heavies battle of Ratman and Rolfe. Rolfe in the 17, Ratman in the 22. We've got another cart pulling off the circuit. And I think that's Glenn Williams in the 57. No, Williams has gone past. So it's Mitchell Fredrickson. So Fredericks, a DNF in the lights. So a yellow is on. I'm just not sure where the leader is at the moment. Here's Harrison Inwood. He comes across the start-finish line. So Harrison Inwood leads the way, a 44.8 second lap that last lap. Now Rolfe, let's see how he's going. It's a 45.5 second lap, so they're not closing in on Inwood, who really made the most of that good start and set up a nice buffer for himself. Ratman, a 46.9. Weegland, a 48.4. Dixon, a 49.6. And Glenn Williams, that time, a 53.1. So as the leaders works his way into the pit turn, big slide into the pit turn that time. He had to really wait for that cart before he could pick it up to try and get it into the right-hander. So Harrison Inwood, although he's got a huge lead, still trying to push it, a 44.3 as the track conditions continue to deteriorate. Oh, okay, Dixon just going for a spin up the top of the circuit. So Troy Dixon, who is running in fifth place, behind him is Glenn Williams. So Dixon today has had a 2/7 and an 8th. Williams had a DNF and 2 6th place finishes. So Dixon, who is a P-plater running in the lights category, really not the most experienced in the field, and he's trying his best in these conditions and doing a damn good job of it. So the leader is going through the S's at the bottom of the circuit. Rolfe into turn number one now. And these lap times are still Inwood a 44.3. Rolfe a 45.2. So his times are really starting to fall away. Ratman a 47.0. Weegland a 48.1, and Dixon, well, he'll come across the line now, and they'll be in the 50s, I'm sure. It's a 49.2, so that's not a bad time. As the leader is coming up on the back markers now, so we'll have leaders coming up on slower traffic. Williams has seen the blue light flashing, I think, and knows he's got the... cart behind him now, the leader, gets well out of the way. Harrison Inwood says thanks for that. And as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Harrison Inwood, with three laps left to run, they're coming up on the back of Troy Dixon. So as the race leader comes across the start-finish line, race leader coming up on Dixon. Dixon now, the next cart to go a lap down to the leader, Harrison Inwood, who's out to a 10-second advantage. Still in the 44 fives. No one else trying to push their cart that hard on the circuit. Next best is Rolf with a 45-1. So Dixon doing a good job here. Hasn't been caught by the leader just yet. Inwood will get him by the start-finish stand. And now he goes a lap down to Harrison Inwood, who's starting to back it off. 44.4 for Inwood that lap. So as the leader heads up over the rise and towards the dip, Rolf is sitting back there in second position, running at a 46-second lap. Ratman with a 46.9. And he is 7 seconds behind third place. Wiegland, Dixon and Williams are the final runners still out on the circuit. We lost Fredericks and Tresida in the early going of this race. So the white flag is out. Leader heads into turn one for the final time. In what has been testing and trying conditions, Harrison Inwood from Bathurst in the A1 towing cart has put in a fantastic display. You can see the rooster tails coming off the carts now as they go through the dip. That's how much water we have on the track, which makes this place diabolical, particularly in the cold weather. As the race leader, Inwood comes to the checkered flag. A great drive by Harrison Inwood to take the victory. Stephen Rolf also doing a good job sitting back there in second place. He just has to keep the nose straight. Troy Dixon is a finisher, one lap down. So the 17 of Rolf comes home in second. Then we expect the 22 of Ratman in third. So that's his third place finish of the day with a fifth place thrown in heat three. Williams comes home in fourth. Wiegland in fifth. Wiegland had won all three previous heats. In fact, Wiegland's in fourth, sorry. Williams is in sixth, a lap down. And Dixon will finish in fifth place. So, great work here in the Senior Nationals. Thanks to all the officials who have worked throughout the day. It has certainly been interesting conditions to finish on. We'll start tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with Junior National on the circuit. Open performance, Cadet Nines, and then the Tag Lights and Heavies will finish off the fourth round of heat races before the finals commence. So 9 o'clock tomorrow, racing recommences here in the Southern Stars Series, brought to you by MIA, abrasive powder coating and abrasive blasting. Also to DPE Kart Technology and Inland Truck Centre, along with all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club as well.